This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, a grim milestone as ceasefire talks are due to start in Doha. AP correspondent Karen Chemes reports.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chemes.
As Ukrainian forces continue their push deeper into Russia, questions are emerging on what Kyiv plans to do with the territory that Ukraine is capturing. Anna Tervakova from VOA reports from Kyiv.
Sumy was one of the first Ukrainian cities to face the Russian assault in 2022. 2 years later, it is a springboard for Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia. Officials claim Ukraine's aim is not to permanently seize Russian territory. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's about protecting the lives of Ukrainian people and ending the war. The more Russian military presence is destroyed in the border areas, the closer peace will be for our state and true security. Security analysts see the move as a way for Ukraine to draw Russian troops away from the front lines. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Ukraine's top commander said on Thursday Kyiv had set up a military office in the occupied part of Russia's Kursk region. This is VOA News. Thousands of women marched overnight across several Indian cities, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for strict punishment for crimes against women as protests against the rape and murder of a female doctor escalated. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Women demonstrated while holding posters that said "Reclaim the night," referring to the lack of safety for women in India, especially after dark. This included in the city of Kolkata, where the 31-year-old medic was found dead. Protester Rinki Ghosh.
We have come here to demand justice because I have a daughter. I am scared to send her anywhere. I am here today because something about this incident must be done.
The victim's colleagues said she had gone to sleep on a seminar room floor after a marathon 36-hour shift. She was found dead last Friday. The women's marches follow nationwide protest action taken by doctors, which started last week, demanding justice for the victim and safer working conditions.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The White House is announcing a landmark deal to lower prices of 10 drugs popular with older Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration says the discounts range between 38% and 79%, which will knock hundreds of dollars and, in some cases, thousands off the list prices of drugs like blood thinner Eliquis and diabetes drug Januvia. The new prices won't go into effect until 2026, and when they do, the administration expects taxpayers to save $6 billion, and older adults could save as much as $1.5 billion on medications in out-of-pocket costs. President Biden hailed the news yesterday, but pharmaceutical officials say the changes will spread health care costs to taxpayers in other ways. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Next week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago is expected to be a celebration for United States Vice President Kamala Harris and a much more united Democratic Party. At least that's what Peter Loge, director of the School of Media and Public Affairs at the George Washington University, believes.
Vice President Harris is going to be introducing herself to lots of Americans who otherwise really don't know who she is beyond, you know, a headline or a name in the paper. We're going to see a lot of, I think, energy, a lot of future looking, a lot of talks about fairness, freedom, individual rights. Probably not a lot of negativity, probably not a lot of attacks. Much more traditional positive campaign, I would expect.
Loge said the Democratic National Convention will mark a passing of the torch from President Joe Biden, who will make a speech on Monday, to Harris, who won the nomination in a virtual roll call ahead of the convention but will formally accept the nomination during the party's gathering. For additional news, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.